alone. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated, get your Bibles, open up to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Spiritual growth is to take place in the house today. Psalm 19. We're going to look at the 14th verse. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes, sir.
Notice at the end of the verse, you give a threefold identification of God in your life. O Lord, is my Lord, he's my strength, and he is my redeemer. He's my Lord, he's my strength, and he is my redeemer.
Yes.
I'm covered. I'm fully covered.
Yes.
Yeah, God is the Lord of my life. He's my strength and my redeemer. Now, I've, over the last few weeks or about a month, the Passion Translation been pushing me real strong. And so I'll read it from the Passion Translation, Psalm 19, 14. So may the words of my mouth, my meditation, thoughts, and every moment of my heart. What? Every moment of my heart be always pure and pleasing. Every moment of my heart. That's what happened to a meditator. Their hearts are always on God. Then I want you to turn to Psalm 104. Psalm 104. We're going to look at verse 34. My meditation of him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. My meditation of him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. In other words, meditation has a intimacy that cannot be found nowhere else. Even the subject matter, you never heard it before. That's a bold statement. I mean, you're talking to people from all over the world. You come at a subject matter this morning, you never heard it before.
Wow.
I'll give it to you in a few minutes. But in Psalm 104, we read that? Yeah, Psalm 104. Let's go to Psalm 119 now. Psalm 119. And we want to look at verse 97. Lord. Oh, how I love thy law.
Yes.
It is the meditation. It is my meditation all the day. Goes on to say, thou, through thy commandment, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
Yeah.
I have more understanding. We're talking about meditation here now. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Are you with me?
Yes.
I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precept. I have refrained my feet from every evil way. Meditation helped me, you see.
Yes, sir.
that I might keep thy word. For I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precept I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Talking about being a meditator. Now, I just want you to answer yourself, did you ever hear about this aspect of the Christian walk I'm about to deal with? You and I here by accident this morning. Those of you who came in early, you're real wise people. Because I think there's a depth. There's a depth in the spirit we'll get today that you don't want to miss. I trust the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all trust the Holy Ghost? We're going to talk about today the power of wearing the meditator's anointing. You ever heard that subject before? The power, say it, the power of wearing the meditator's anointing. Now, I don't sit here and don't say nothing when I ask you to say something. Just looking at me. I'm trying to get something down on the inside of you. Meditation is another statement that creates a spiritual atmosphere of promotion. Spiritual atmosphere of promotion is about to come upon you. In other words, from this standpoint, promotion is going to be waiting on you everywhere you go. I hear the Spirit of God say the doors of promotion are open. Say it, say it.
The doors of promotion are open.
Over my life.
Over my life.
The rest of my life. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
Now, here, let me follow the Spirit as close as I could. There's going to be an alertness of promotion on you. Because you meditated, you're going to be so alert that promotion can't get around you. In other words, within this conference and within this morning, there's a promotion anointing will be released on you and your house and your marriage and your children and your grandchildren and your businesses, whatever you lay your hand to do. And it's coming from the inside. All postponements are over. Your marriage. Some of y'all ready to get married. It's coming. Get ready for it. Get ready. Because all type of promotion is released in this house right now. I am to train you this morning how to step into your meditative rights. You have some rights you don't have because you have not known how to meditate. I'm guilty. I haven't meditated as much for 50 some years. I haven't meditated as much as I should have meditated because meditation is a divine operation of the Holy Ghost putting you in the mind set of God. Oh my God. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Everybody about to be promoted. Even the one who's sitting down yet. Everybody about to be promoted. See, I shot my wife here. She got on up and said, everybody about to be promoted. Everybody about to be promoted. Now, if you come here with no faith, if you come here with no expectation, nobody can help you. Don't ever come to this church looking for a regular service. God always going to speak out to you apostolically and put you in a new position. Just sit with the scriptures and let God talk to you. That's what meditation is. You just shut up and let him talk. He's going to show you things that you've never seen before. Oh, my. This next statement now is real powerful. Meditation releases the mantle of spiritual discernment. There's some discerning you need in your life. There's somebody holding you back. People get too close to you. You have to be able to discern. They're smiling and they're rubbing you, but they still don't have you in their heart. You're going to have discernment. And this morning, the meditative discernment come upon every person under the sound of my voice. You're going to be able to discern that rascal. Or you're going to be able to discern that bastard. You're going to be able to get them out of your life. I don't want to lose y'all, but I heard something just now. A lot of weight about to come off. I heard that in the spirit. I heard a lot of weight. Because you're a meditator, a lot of weight going to come off. Because a lot of things you're carrying are unnecessary. In other words, extra baggage going to be dropped off at the junkyard. Anybody sense anything right now? Anybody sense anything? I got people here. Y'all spirit enough. Sense something in the spirit world taking place. Because a word called maturity that cannot function without meditation. Y'all better sit down. Sit down, write that down. Maturity cannot function because it's coming as the spirit. It's coming up in my spirit. Maturity cannot function without meditation. See, meditation move the childish thoughts you have in the spirit. Woo! Childish thought in the spirit. It's time to grow up in the spirit and think like an adult in the spirit. Meditation is a flow of spiritual maturity that causes prosperity, causes health, causes wealth, causes longevity, causes peace, causes joy, causes love. It just causes these things to happen in a matured way. Now we're talking about the power of wearing the meditative anointing, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that anointing, fresh and anew, is to come upon you today. And next time you sit down with the scriptures, the Lord gonna talk with you like never before. Give you all your answers. I believe he got all the answers. Anybody here believe there's something God don't know? All right. All right, let me give you the other one, too, because it's strong. I won't give it back over to you because I'm about to go into some other thing. Meditation releases the mantle of spiritual discernment. You recognize you walk around with the mantle of discernment upon you. In other words, a person can talk real wonderfully in English, but yet you see clean through them. That's protection. We need to have that. I said that's protection. That's not only protection, that's direction. That's not only direction, that's correction. We all need protection, direction, and correction. I can't hear you. I know. Direction, correction. You don't want to hear about no correction, you know, because you didn't pray in tongue hours, so you think you know everything. I'm hearing words that I never heard before. Meditation is divine wrestling with the Holy Ghost. When you meditate, you're divinely wrestling in the spirit with the Holy Ghost of things that the natural man will never see. Senses, academics, science will never see those things that you see. Oh my God, when you meditate, science can't see it. Academic can't see it. Is only seen by one who's qualified in the spirit and have a right to see it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
That's a Christian. That's a Christian. So it means, my brothers and sisters, we have the right to see some things that have never been seen.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we're talking about fresh. Oh, watch my next word now, because I want you to get in there. You got the word fresh, right?
Yes.
Fresh insight on God.
Oh, that's good. Yes, sir.
A fresh insight of God.
Uh-huh.
A fresh insight with God.
Yeah.
A fresh insight for God. So he can use you in a special way. Now, whenever God used you in a special way, I'm going to use a word here. Whenever God used you in a special way, payday.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you position yourself so God can use you in a special way, the next word is payday. God never used somebody and don't pay off. And I heard him say he want to keep on paying you. So see, meditation is paying attention with no distraction.
Yes.
Yes.
Meditation is paying attention with no distraction. In other words, you're not going to let nobody interrupt you. You're all by yourself. It's just you and God and the scriptures, and the anointing just keep flowing and keep flowing, and data just keep flowing and keep flowing. And insight and revelation and understanding and wisdom that keep flowing and keep flowing. And you're on another, you walk out of that meditative position on another level, functioning on another scale.
Yes.
That type of maturity will have to come with all this foolishness that's trying to get into church. You're going to have a remnant of Christian who has discernment, meditative discernment. Meditative discernment, where it got in the presence of God and God said some things beyond man alone comprehension. Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Had you ever heard of the meditative anointing?
No, sir.
All right, we're going to work on it. I'm going to dig into it as the Spirit of God showed me. There's going to be some new insight that's going to come to you this morning. On this, and you leave here wearing the power of a meditator.
Yes, sir.
It's talking about in depth. It's talking about is talking about, oh yeah, Lord, I got it. You about to create an intimacy with God you never had before. Because we spend a lot of time in prayer, but we don't spend much time in meditation.
Come on.
Meditation is just as strong as prayer. Because I'm here now, meditation is a form of prayer. Ooh, I never heard that before. It's going to put you in a category of intimacy that you're going to be hearing God all the time. Whether you're on a job or whatever you're doing, driving or whatever, you're always hearing his voice all the time. He can talk to you any moment because you're open and you know how to receive. Yeah, God always talking, but are we always listening? Somebody's life going to get shift in your head. Somebody going to get some joy. Somebody going to get some peace up in here this morning. Somebody going to, whoop, somebody's life going to change. Somebody going to be happy. Somebody going to say, ooh, I'm glad I was there Sunday morning. Ooh, I feel the presence of God. I feel the glory of God. I feel the glory of God going to come in this room and sweep everybody out. Ooh, tension going to leave. Pressure going to leave. Yeah, all that going to leave this morning. You better believe it. You better believe it. I feel the presence of God. Now let me make these two statements. Shut down. What y'all got up for? Let me make these two statements for you again, because I'm going to take you to another statement that's real powerful. The power of wearing the meditative anointing. That's what we're teaching about. And I may teach this part two. Meditation releases the matter of spiritual discernment. That's another powerful statement. Meditation releases the matter of spiritual discernment. Now we got to go to this part. So don't get upset. We got to go to this part. Most Christians are not wearing. If so, we would have better results. So most Christians are not wearing a meditative anointing. And one of the reasons you have not been wearing a meditative anointing, the meditative anointing has not been taught to you. Right. I know I never taught it from here. I talk about meditation, but I never talk about a meditation anointing. That means that the Holy Spirit is on you to meditate. The Holy Spirit is with you when you're meditating. An open, new insight and new revelation and new understanding of you and God relationship. If you're a real meditator, God would not be on your list, but his list would be your life. Many Christians have God on their agenda. In other words, I put God on my schedule. I got this time here. I'm going Sunday, but I ain't going Wednesday. Well, and I'm definitely not going to no prayer meeting. Come on. Right. Come on. And I think I'll watch God on TV. I don't want to go in his presence with the rest of them people where he says, forsake not the assembly yourself at the man or something. But I'm just going to watch him like I watched the game.
Yes. Apostle.
Somebody's life got to change in here. And we built that in the church. It's just crazy. It's built it in the church. People come when they get ready. They don't have the excitement, man. Apostle or pastor might say something tonight that I might miss.
Yep.
Now all this thousands say the numbers more than that though. Online, they wish they can be in your seat. Yes. These people, 1,000 miles away, tune in because they want to hear. And look what they heard this morning. Yes. Already. I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about what the Holy Spirit is saying to them this morning. We've heard enough. this morning to go fly, boy. Already. And I'm not through yet. And I feel the Holy Ghost building up right now. He's going to say some other things to us this morning. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now hear a word, prophetical word. It's going to have to be pushed into you, so I have no definition for it. I'm hearing a word. It's going to be a prophetical word. I cannot define it. The Holy Spirit is going to have to define it for you. The word is clear. Clear, that's all the word I heard, clear. God, I can think about a lot of stuff for that, though. Clear. Clear out that sickness out of my body. That boy bought me some money and some fish this morning. He brought the fish up here, brought the fish, and took it out and told me, look at it. I look at it. But I called him some years ago, months.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, told him, said, you can't die on my watch.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the doctors were giving all kind of reports, and I mean all kind of stuff. I told him, I said, look, boy, you're not dying on my watch.
Yes,
he's sitting right there with that white suit on right there. Hey, look at you over there. Got a testimony, got a testimony. Been through all kind of stuff. But the Lord brought him out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Apostle.
Yes, sir. So I wrote this promise understood. Prophet is about to change Christian lives all over the world. In other words, the power of wearing the meditative anointing. Let's go through a few principles here. A few directions. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I don't want this to go to waste now. I'm about to say something now. And you're going to use it. Let me show you the path, P-A-T-H-S, that the enemy cannot block nor stop. Path that the enemy cannot block or stop. Now we got to go to one of the most powerful meditative verses in the Bible, Joshua 1:8. Turn there.
Yes,
Joshua 1:8.
Uh-huh.
Once you become a Joshua 1:8er, once you become a Joshua 1:8er, you will not be blocked or stopped again. Ooh, what kind of information that is. Once you become a Joshua 1:8er, you will not be blocked or stopped again. Once you become a meditator, you get too deep in the world, in the spirit world for the devil. Man, I'm going to quit y'all. You too deep in the spirit world for the devil. No, you too deep. Behold, I give you power to trade upon serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy, do you know how? You too deep for the devil. You see the meditation take your place that the devil never been. Meditation take your place that the devil can't go. There are certain turfs just belong to the children of God. A certain thing that God has put in our credentials only. Satan and demons cannot get these revelations. In other words, there are depths and places you can go in God that Satan can't reach. He know it, but he don't want you to know it. He won't teach you religion and teach you all his rituals. But he don't want you to walk in revelation. And see, revelation, all right, now get ready. Get ready. There are depths of revelation you never would get to without meditation.
Come on.
Sit down right there. Sit down right there. There's depth of revelation that you will never get to without meditation.
Yes. Yes.
So look at somebody and tell them, I got to do some more meditating. All right, Lord. When you came to Christ, you were born to be a meditator. Meditation is what puts you in another class. A meditator is not just a reader. Or they're not just a memorizer. They're getting fresh presence. I'm talking about both present, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E and P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Present, you know, present.
Yes,
new presence from God all the time. God is constantly delivering present.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Both ways.
Yeah.
Himself and what he produces.
Yes.
So you could, as a meditator, you grab your Bible and say, I'm about to get some presents here.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. This book of the law, Joshua 1:8, look at this. Should not depart out of thy mouth. Talk about it all the time. Talk about God all the time. I mean, if you got people who don't want to talk about God, get them out your life. All they want to talk about is football or some other little crazy thing on TV or YouTube. Now, Jesus saying something here now. Y'all stop hiding God to please people. If they don't want to talk about God, go on down the road, man. I got something I got to say, man. I feel the Spirit of God coming up on me. I don't want to talk about this junk no more. I want to talk about the angels, and I want to talk about the supernatural. I want to talk about the heaven. I want to talk about the glory of God, man. I want to talk about the grace of God. I want to talk about the goodness of God. God been good to me when I wasn't good to myself. God brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. My God, I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I want to praise his holy name. I want to praise him right in the middle of this football game. I want to praise him right in the middle of this dance. I want to dance. I want to change the dance. I want to change from natural dancing to I'm going to go to supernatural dancing. I know there's nothing wrong with hugging my wife and dancing. I'll dance with my wife. I'm apostle, but I'll dance. Sure, I'll dance. You got some classical music? Nothing wrong with that. But then there'll come a Holy Ghost dance. Well, I feel God's arm around me. And I hear his voice say, I got you no matter what come up. I sense somebody need a hug this morning. Hug them all, Lord. Hug them all. Let them know you're still there. Look at somebody and say, I'm really getting blessed up in here. I tell them I'll never be the same. This is my morning. Y'all comfortable Baptists gonna have to get up sometime when I'm talking. When the Spirit of God hits you, you need to stand up. And I mean, if you ain't getting nothing in here, I don't know what you got. feel the Holy Ghost, boy. Hallelujah. Ta-ta-da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya. Oh, hallelujah. Look what happened when you meditate in Joshua 1:8. Sit down. Sit down. I'm going to go a few more minutes. Look what happened in Joshua 1:8. It's a shifting. You see? Oh, yeah, Lord. See, a lot of good Christians are drifting through good time. You're drifting. You always, as a Christian, you always have to be shifting because your life is always unfinished because God got so much for you. It's more and more and more and more and more. He want to use you more. And in using you, he want to put you on display. He want to bless your life so much. God want to bless you so much. Somebody got to ask you a question. Who is it? Who is it? Who are you connected with? What are you doing? You have to let them know I know El Shaddai. I know Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Tsidikanu, he's with me all the time. Jehovah Shammah, I live in his presence. Jehovah Nissi, he my back. You're supposed to make people shake when you walk. When your life starts coming out, you say, what are you doing? And only one word, yielding. Yes, Lord, is right. Hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name. Oh, hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name. I said, hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name. You're being marked this morning. You're being marked not to ever be the same again. You're being marked to be so blessed that people get nervous when they get around you because you're so blessed. Then I had this question he wanted me to ask you. Are you wearing the meditator's anointing? Yeah, you got it, but are you using it? Open your Bible to Isaiah 40, 31. Right quick. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. I feel like running, boy. Are you glad you're here?
Yes.
I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
You'll never be the same.
Never.
That's something more. My cool tala, many brede, oka, dede, shapa, noma, nale, he, kotola, mama, kotola, boda, for the head to the mama, for the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it will never be the same again. Ora, rati, ish, kanana, rola. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There are deeper places of God. You may be seated. that is waiting on you. You listening? There are deeper places of God that is waiting on you after all these years. Turn to Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, meditating, you're waiting. When you meditate, you wait. Meditating doesn't mean I'm reading a scripture, then I'm gonna put God to work. See, we read the scripture and then we think we can order God around. You said you'd do this, so I'm expecting you to do it. Yeah, but you haven't heard completely what I say. Go back and set your butt down and meditate until I can tell you exactly what your part is. You always want to tell me my part. I got something to tell you. I'm going to tell you your part. You got something to do. I'm not the problem. You the problem. I always do what I'm supposed to do right. But you not listening. You got scripture and come trying to tell me what to do. Come on, everybody put your hand up. Guilty. The reason it's not done yet is not because I didn't do my part. It's because you didn't listen to do what I told you to do. I told you duck and you stood up. Do you understand what the Spirit of God is saying to us? No, it's not me listening to you, it's you listening to me. Y'all been trying to get me to listen to y'all because y'all got this Bible. Y'all holding me and say, God, you said this. Hold your... No, I did say it, but I said something to you too. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, my God. Y'all getting this? What a change we have made this morning. Yeah, well, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. The change we have made this morning is not that God ain't right.
Come on.
That's impossible. I didn't hear him when he told me my part was. I'm so busy trying to take the Bible and make him do what I want him to do. I pray 2 hours. And I praise. And I do all the things there. But there's some things he told me to do I didn't do. So I'm hearing a key word here now. Your prayer life about to change. Your faith life about to change. I hear one key word I'm going to give you. Holy Ghost give this key word. Instruction. Yes. Make sure you have his instruction before you try to instruct him. Yes. Oh boy, the Lord clapping this morning. Yes. Because there are some people going to make some leaps. Come on, do this. Come on, do this. And some people going to make some leap this morning because they're not no longer God instructor. They're trying to find out God instruction to follow. Y'all see the difference?
Yes, sir.
Your life just changed. My goodness, because I'm going to the Bible not to find out how to give God instruction. Before I say anything or do anything, I want to really know from this scripture what is my instruction. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on your instruction. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The whole life, walk, run, fly. But you got to have instruction.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So we got to stop giving God instruction and follow the instruction God give us.
Yes.
Now another word come up. That is Paul. Sit down. Agreement. See. In other words, when you meditate, stay there until you come in agreement with what you meditate.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Come on, son. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you following me? Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Anybody got hip? Oh, we're going to have a little class after, little test after this, you know. You know, I usually give a test after I give a class, I usually give a test.
Yes, sir.
She was, you just sitting there, you ain't got nothing. You better write something down, hoka hoka poka something. You... Yes, sir.
From my business and myself. Yeah.
From your business and from your self-poisoning. A $2,000 check I received. You received too. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the church that you have tests in my church. Look at everybody look all scared now. Well, what do you want us to do? You ought to be taking notes. Seeing what to do and what not to do. Call meditation wisdom. You never heard that before. Seeing what to do and what not to do is called meditation wisdom. In meditation, by revelation, by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, you need to be shown what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. Look at Psalm 49, verse 3 right quick. I'm going to close in a minute. Y'all getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting some fresh stuff?
Yes, sir.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. See, the two go together.
Right.
You got a understanding heart make you have an understanding mouth. Jesus Christ. I'm preaching to myself here more than anybody else. I'm getting so happy up here, I want to take this pulpit and run with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And somebody getting the answer today. Enjoy your life. Stop all that crazy stuff. Fussing about everything. Shut up. Just shut up, get you a piece of bread, and go sit down in the back room somewhere. Just shut up. Just fussing in your mind. You're letting your mind, you worry about everything. Shut up. It's going to work out.
Yes, it does.
All right, let me give you two or three more principles right quick. A real meditator, turn to Psalm 1:1-3, Psalm 1. A real meditator never leaves God present. You're meditating when you're not meditating because you can't get him off your mind. Now, I've been like that for 51 years. I don't care where I am. I can't get him off my mind. Don't feel sorry for me. You need to get a mirror. Somebody say, you got to have fun sometime. What kind of fun you talking about? Oh. Oh. You talking about having some fun. Fun without God. Oh. I've heard it was part-time love. No, I want God with me 24 hours a day. got to have some fun. What kind of fun you talking about? Meditators does not practice sin. If you notice that in Psalm 1:1-3, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, and all sin to see the scorn. See that meditation keep you pure. Delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. But then he says something about it. In the third verse, he shall be like a what? Where? What? Go ahead, great and prepare. It leads also to what? What did the last part say? What did that part say? What did that part say? How many like that? Well, just do it then. That's all you got to do, do it. Meditation releases God's presence. It releases a pioneering anointing. It releases a pacifying anointing. And it releases a pace setter anointing. Look at Isaiah quickly, Isaiah 54:17. I'm closing. Hallelujah! You get to the point, no weapon. All of Satan's weapons that was against you up to this present moment, all of them failing right now. And it will fail the rest of your day. There's nothing he can use against you because you're a meditator. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I shall condemn. This is the heritage of me, the servant of the Lord. Spiritual discernment is loaded in meditation, where you can wear the mantle of discernment. Sit down, write it down. Meditation produces the mantle of discernment. Meditation produces the mantle of discernment. Meditation produces the mantle of discernment. In other words, I see clean through you. Got people be talking. Sometimes people walk up to me and talk to me. I see clean through them. The conversation is over the second word. But I just let word go ahead and let them finish. It'd be nice, you know. But I got all my guns and all my knife ready. This person is so unreal. They're looking you straight in the eye, but they're unreal. But you got to have that. You got to have that extra ability to move beyond feeling, yes, and move beyond them nice words, yes, and know something rattling, yes, something go to rattling, something go to scratching, because you know they're not real.
Yes, sir.
I've met some unreal people in my life.
Yes.
And I was where real people were supposed to be. I wasn't in no ballroom, I was at church. Says the right, the righteousness of me, says the Lord. All right, come on, I got to try to close here. I got 4 minutes to close. Spiritual discernment is loaded in meditation when you can wear the mantle of discernment. Hebrews 5:13-14, you go ahead and read it sometime, because I'm going to these other three and I'm closing. Meditators are not visitors, but investigators. You're not visiting the scripture. See, a lot of times we visit the scriptures because we're looking for something we want. But meditators go into scriptures to find out what he wants.
Yes.
Most time when we go to scripture, we got a problem. We want God to solve. So meditators are not visitors, but investigators. Here's a good one. Turn to John 6:63. Meditators began to see themselves how God sees them. Meditators begin to see themselves as God see them. Are you seeing this? John 6:63, powerful story, verse there. I remember when I first discovered that verse. It's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh prophesied nothing. The words that I speak unto you. See, meditation gave him the right to speak directly to you. I heard the word personal. Personal God. All right, speak to you. And then premeditation, preparation, profound production in the supernatural realm. Premeditation, preparation, profound production in the supernatural realm. All right, boys, bring me the mics.